This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. From AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, booming to Benson, Minnesota. I remember the call from last hour, all the way to, about Steele. And then, of course, you have KTGO, Northwest North Dakota, booming to the Bakken, the Flag West, and KLTC in Dickinson. Thanks for listening, folks. We appreciate it. We're glad you're there. Another hour of the program. Marvin Nelson, Democratic candidate for governor, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for that. And also, Kathy Nesset, chair of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, joining us to start this hour. Kathy, how are you?
I am fine, Scott. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Glad you're here. We asked you to come on today to talk a little bit about a meeting yesterday of the Board of Higher Education, specifically related to contracts for the presidents. And there was a vote 7-1 of the Board of Higher Education to not renew the contract of Dean Brashani, who is the president of NDSU. Bring us inside that decision.
I will, Scott, and thank you. And I will say welcome from Tioga, North Dakota this morning. It's a beautiful day here in Tioga, and I hope you're enjoying it in Fargo as well. I will take you into that. We did go into the logistics of it. We went into executive session with our board council and our senior staff and the chancellor to discuss all the contracts. And we did come to a decision to renew six of those contracts, excellent presidents, and we decided not to renew President Brashani's at NDSU. But we did table the decision. That means that the current contract stays in place, but we will revisit this, and it gives the board, this is a clear action of the board. Scott, I want to make sure that, you know, we understand that this is a board action. The current contract stays in place. We welcome the opportunity to work with Dr. Brashani and improve the four key areas that the board identified.
Okay, and let's talk about those areas, because obviously the reasons for not renewing the contract are these areas you mentioned that need improvement, right?
That's correct. And, you know, before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about follow up a little bit on the process here. You know, we had people in the room, in the executive session, who were firm supporters of Dr. Brashani and wanted to renew that contract immediately. And we had others on the other side of the table who truly felt that there were items lacking, that there were things that still needed to do. And we came to a solution. We came to a professional, this board acts so professionally, we came to a way to move forward to continue to work to further NDSU. And that is the part that I want to elaborate on. When legislators do this, that's called statesmanship. When boards do it, it's called effective board work. And what we are doing, this board is very professional. It was very respectful conversation, and it was very, very good. You wanted to know the items. Number one, we want to talk with Dr. Brashani through the chancellor. We've directed him to help, elaborate and find metrics and methods of better communication, primarily between the president, Brashani, and the board, with the system office, and with the other colleges and campuses. It's very important that we work together. We are a unified system that works for the betterment of the students.
And, when you say better communication, mm-hmm. Is there a specific example where something has come up that has been a flag that say, hey, this is an example of something we can't do? In other words, there seems to be and I want to go through each of these four items with you, but there seems to be this idea that there is this ambiguous, sort of squishy bit of of criteria here on these. I'm curious, if there are specific examples for each of these that would say, when this happened, we have a problem and we don't want that going forward. Would there be one in communication that would be an example?
Oh, there are many that are examples of this. I will give you some examples because I think it is valuable for the public to know this. But I will preface it by saying that this board and chancellor work very closely together, and we are not in a business of trying to demean, demoralize, or destroy anyone's reputation. And that's why that specifics have been discussed with President Bresciani, one-on-one through the chancellor, one-on-one through the evaluation process. And there's an entire history of communication that's been going, and there's been a lack of a good, fruitful progress on that. Let me give you an example. Carnegie designation at NDSU. When the Carnegie designation was dropped, we lowered in status. That happened early in the year. I believe it was back in February. The board was not noticed until May. That's a significant failure to communicate the status of their designation. And when our chancellor went out, two different entities and spoke about the Carnegie research classification, unfortunately, he misspoke because we were not aware of that downgrade. And those things are important. I'll go back to the Sanford nursing situation. Once again, whether you agreed with it or not, as far as how the Sanford nursing was handled, I was on the board as a member, and I remember the information came to the board with very little notice. In the meeting, I had asked President Bresciani if he had spoken with legislators and what they, what they thought and what their input on this was, because they ultimately, the taxpayer is the person who's paying, the finances of these great universities. And I was dismissed. That was not an important issue. So the communications, there's many dealing with financial cost reductions and such like that, that we need a better line of communication with the president.
All right, makes sense. So better communication, collaboration would be point one. The others?
Teamwork. Teamwork, working together. Teamwork is, amongst all of us. This is a unified system that works for the students. Number three, research. We do feel that the research at NDSU has not stepped up and continued to improve as it should. And the fourth item is IT compliance. There has been a situation where the IT at NDSU has not been moved into the university system, Office 365 system. A separate tenant was obtained by NDSU, and that has quite honestly, gone in conflict to what the legislature has directed us. So we have a conflict on the IT level. And these are all things that can be corrected, can be worked on, which is why we do value the work that Dr. Bresciani has done and NDSU and the Fargo community and foundation supporting him. I applaud the Fargo community for the work they've done and the communications they've had to me and to the board and to everyone else.
I want to ask you about the IT thing a minute because, I know this has been something that's been an issue for some time. Supporters of President Bresciani's really dismiss that one as saying, they're asking him to do something that he shouldn't be asked to do. There's confidentiality things in his discussions and dialogues. And now I scratch my head and say, well, wouldn't they be the same at UND and Bismarck State College? And why are the rest of the schools able to be compliant and NDSU is not? What is the argument from NDSU on why they have so far opted out of the system?
They've opted out of the system because they do not feel that the system is capable of handling this IT security system. And that is absolutely not the case. This is a secure, absolutely, you know, recognized Microsoft Office 365 system that our North Dakota University system is on. And it's very secure, and it is very, thought out, and it is also directed by our legislature to work as a system providing this. It's a cost savings. It is part of, you know, shared governance and shared services amongst the colleges and universities, and it works very, very well, and we have directed NDSU to participate. And unfortunately, now there will be a large cost, you know, something to the tune of about $1.2 million to bring NDSU into the Office 365 tenant of the university system. So these are things that we do feel have been directed and dismissed.
Short break. Back with more of our conversation with Kathy Nesset, who chairs the Board of Higher Education in North Dakota, on yesterday's decision related to President Dean Brashani at NDSU after this timeout.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night, and somebody's talking about, it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you. on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. If you go online to pipers.com, you'll see all the auctions they have planned, and there's a bunch. Learn a little bit more about their services as well. You can call them. They'll send you a catalog, too, if you call them at 877-700-4099. They're one of the top five land auction companies in America. I mean, these folks do it right. They really do. So I'd encourage you. Kevin Piper and his entire team up and down, they are just best of the best. They are located, of course, all throughout North Dakota as well. You got Steve Link handles the western side. You got Kevin Piper, who's flying all over and at all the locations. Bob, you got Jim Lackadeck. You got Corey Longnecker. You got Steve Dolan. You got Jim Maker. You got Alan Butts. There's a lot of things out west as well. I shouldn't start reading the guys' names here, but get everybody here. But they got a good crew. They really do. Andy Murnick, another good one out west. So check out Pipers.com. And look at their lineup of auctions they have coming up. Call them for a catalog at 877-700-4099. Again, that number, 877-700-4099. Got a tool auction coming up in Lignite on July 1st, Friday. That's tomorrow. We'll be in Tioga, North Dakota tomorrow, by the way. The Pinnacle Travel Plaza, just down the street from, just down Highway 40 from Nesset Consulting Service, where our next guest here, Kathy Nesset, is chatting with us from. Going to kick off the 4th of July weekend in style, Kathy. I'll be in Tioga. Can't beat that, right?
You can't beat that.
Exactly right. Should be a lot of fun. We are chatting with Kathy, who chairs the Board of Higher Education in North Dakota, about yesterday's Board of Higher Education meeting, specifically related to President Dean Brashani. Have you heard from President Brashani since the meeting?
I have not. And in all fairness, I have not reached out to him yet either. So I know that the chancellor has been in touch with him. I defer to that.
And but I mean, there is. Do you get a sense that this news is being well received, and that the sleeves are going to be rolled up and go to town?
I don't know that yet, but I do hope that it is, because what I'm hoping, and I know that this board, like I said, did a lot of hard work. You know, when you sit in an executive session for over 2.5 hours or 2 hours and some minutes, whatever it was, that's a long time to discuss, you know, these weighty kind of subjects. This was a very respectful, professional board. I can't tell you how honored I am to be on this board. I really think it's such important work. And when I look at the dedication of this individual, I mean, we're talking about, you know, Dean Brashani, Dr. Brashani, you know, if he were to hear what the board is saying and our concerns and the concerns of other individuals, and we were to work together with UND, we have two research universities. By taking the two of them and working together, we elevate both universities. This is not a competition amongst 11 institutions. It is a collaboration amongst all 11. And we elevate the entire group when we work together. And I just hope that that is the message that that can be heard both from NDSU and the Fargo community.
I have been using this number, that 80% of what Dean Brashani has done as president of NDSU has been great. That he's been a good president, that if you're a loyal NDSU alum, fan, member of the business community of Fargo, you look at Dean Brashani and you say, fantastic. He's been great. He's been, he's done a lot for the university. And I believe all of that to be true. And then I believe the 20% is in back to the 4 points you raised earlier. The better communication, the teamwork. Hey, we got to get research up there a little bit. This IT issue, got to deal with it. You know, some issues. I mean, Lord knows we all have, you know, things we can work on to get better in our professional lives, personal lives, whatever. So that's the 20%. And if my bosses, in this case the Board of Higher Education and the Chancellor, come to me and say 80% of what you're doing is great, 20% needs help, there's two ways to approach that. You're wrong, you can say to your bosses. You're nitpicking on the 20, or, okay, whether I like it or I don't, you're my bosses, and I'm actually going to, you know, take this to heart and work on it. Do you have? Well, let me start this way. Is that a fair analogy on this 80-20? I mean, would you assign a different number, or do you agree with my analogy there?
I'm I'm okay with that. That's probably pretty close, whether it's 80-20, whatever that split may be. But I would like to add to it is that I go on the philosophy, and I use this at NESA Consulting Service here, there is no standing still. If we are going to stand still and rest on our laurels or say how great we are, and we are great, we are NDSU, and we are a wonderful institution, but while we're doing that, somebody else is passing us. There is no standing still in this world. We must continue to further and better and do bigger and better. And that is what we are asking today.
And that's where the 20% comes in, right? Yes, using my number of saying get better. Do you, in your time on the Board of Higher Education, see enough in Dean Bresciani that he is capable of saying, I hear you, and I'm going to work on this? Are you able to point to anything that says that he will take this counsel well and run with it?
Absolutely. I think Dr. Bresciani has all the talent to do this. I think he is a remarkable president. I also recognize that there are areas that need improvement, and we have identified them as a board and a chancellor working together. Do I think that Dr. Bresciani has this? Absolutely, I do. As a matter of fact, I think he is very dynamic, and I think he is very good, not only for the students at NDSU, but for the entire community.
How does he take criticism?
I have a pause there. I would say that Dr. Bresciani has trouble taking criticism. I would my answer on that one, my pause, is because I don't know that he furthers the effort, which is why we're having this discussion today. These, if we want to put an example on this, I've been looking back to prior evaluations. Our interim chancellor, Dr. Scogin, from Bismarck, he has comments in the evaluation from June of 2014 that recognize communication as an area needing success. Go back to May of 2012 when Chancellor Goetz was in place. Again, there is reference to communication issues. So I would say that Dr. Bresciani has work to do on taking criticism and making forward strides with it, improving the behavior.
And I would also say, as someone spent some time in the Fargo business community amongst people I greatly respect who think the world of Dr. Bresciani, they too could, you know, take a little humble pie in this regard. I mean, he's your guy. I get that. You love what he's done. I get that. Help him be just 20% better, and he'll be here as long as you want him to be. And he'll be as long as he wants to be. That's the 800-pound gorilla, the 800-pound elephant in the room that everybody needs to recognize because, everybody acknowledges there's been good work here done by a good man and a good president, and just a little bit of improvement, which we all could use, things will get better. Kathy, thanks for your leadership on the board. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate you sharing the details of this for our listeners.
Thank you very much.
Kathy Nesset from beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. She appropriately reminded me at the beginning of the interview, because it is. And I'll be there tomorrow. Hope you come on by. Can't miss that. Pinnacle Travel Plans are coming in on 40, just north of Highway 2. Marvin Nelson, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is a great resource if you want to find out more about the Clean Power Plan and also let your elected leaders know exactly where you're at on this issue. You can do that very simply. You go to SecureEnergyFuture.org, a little box pops up, and they tell you. But there's all kinds of things for you to use in the way of resources. Power you can depend on. That's what the Coalition for Secure Energy Future is all about. Everybody ought to be for that. They're dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity. Another reasonable thing of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, they're saying we need all of the above, a true all of the above solution to our energy needs. That's how you get affordable and reliable energy and a supply for families and businesses for generations in Minnesota and North Dakota, now and into the future. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Just answered a Facebook question from yesterday. Scott sent a note saying, on the show yesterday, you mentioned a book about Hillary related to the Benghazi scandal. What was the name of the book? Love listening to you daily. Keep up the good work. We tracked it down. There's a Netflix movie, too, by the way, but the book is Crisis of Character. But appreciate Scott saying he not only listens to the show, he looks forward to it each day. How about that? We appreciate all of you out there on What's on Your Mind. Our next guest is a Democratic-endorsed candidate for governor in North Dakota. He's also state legislature. He's been on the program previous to this. Asked us to come on today to talk a little bit about the state budget situation. Marvin Nelson is joining us on the program. Mr. Nelson, how are you today?
Well, I'm just fine. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate the time today. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think something really significant happened at the budget section the other day because not during the OMB presentation, but in the trust funds in the afternoon. But people are really in their minds and kind of double counting things. You know, we have a thing called the Property Tax Relief Fund. And it's projected to have $300 million in there, and basically that's enough to cover the 12% property tax relief that people see on their property taxes when they do things. Here's the problem is that this last biennium, or this biennium, we spent like $650 million out of that. A bunch of it was transferred into the school funding as property tax relief. And then we had the $250 million or so left over for the 12%. Well, when we're talking property tax relief, we need about $700 million to do both of those. So we're about $400 million short right there from maintaining the property tax relief that we did this last session. You know, and I think it finally got through to people that there's going to be some problems in this budget. Because people have been saying, well, we're not going to raise taxes. Oh, we're not going to touch the legacy fund. Oh, we're not going to do all this stuff. And then, oh, by the way, at the same time, we'll cut and we'll just suddenly everything will be in balance. And that's just not the situation we're looking at, you know.
Let me ask you, what would you do? I mean, you've just described the problem. What's the solution?
Well, we're going to have to tap the legacy fund. And I mean, not just the earnings, but the principal. You know, I mean, that's really going to be fundamental, to getting through this next biennium without, significant tax increases. And that's the thing is that, you know.
Okay. Remind me what the rules are in the legacy fund right now, established by the legislature, right? Saying you can only, spend the interest and you can't do that until a date certain. Is there something like that?
It's July 1st. It's the start of the next biennium is when it becomes available. And the earnings are really basically general fund money type. A majority can spend the earnings on the fund. And I've seen different numbers for that. Normally, I've seen about $120 million. Someone was talking $200 million the other day, which would be surprising to me if we had $200 million. But maybe we do. We can spend that with just a majority vote. It's just like any other general fund money.
When you say tap into it, are you suggesting that more of the funds be used of the legacy fund than were envisioned by the legislature when the rules were set up on how the earnings would be spent?
No, the earnings are one thing, but then there's the principal. And it was set up so with a two-thirds majority of both houses, we can spend up to 15% of the principal, which in round numbers will have about $4 billion in the legacy fund. So in round numbers, that's about $600 million. We can spend that. That's the way it was set up. And you have to say, well, what was envisioned that was worse than having both agriculture and oil in a recession at the same time? That's all part of the rules and stuff, but we can't touch it before July 1st, and then it's going to take a two-thirds majority of both houses. But the alternative is we're going to have to raise taxes. You know, I mean, that's, and whether, you know, the state legislature might not raise the taxes, you know, I mean, that's when people are talking about, oh, this explosion in spending. Well, a lot of that was where the state just took up a much larger portion of your local school funding. We can cut back on that, but that doesn't mean that your local school is going to run 30% cheaper. It means that you're going to pay for it in your local taxes. So this is really what it's coming down to at the legacy fund is, do you want to pay taxes during a recession, slow the economy down, do all that, or is this the very type of situation that was foreseen when the legacy fund was set up to provide some cushion in our budget to go forward without having to do a lot of those painful tax increases?
And so it sounds like you support the legacy fund route.
I think certainly the legacy fund route is a much better route than having a big tax increase. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, if we don't tap the legacy fund and we're short everything else, we could literally be looking at a $1 billion property tax increase. I mean, is that what people want? Because we can do that. And that's actually, in some ways, that's the easy route. And I think that's a mistake.
Now,
I think it would be preferable to tap the legacy fund.
Here's one issue that I find interesting. I can't remember one Democrat in the last legislative session that was arguing for less money to be spent. there was, you know, you total up the sum of all the proposals of Democrats in the last session and do the same for Republicans, and the number was significantly higher of more spending from Democrats. In retrospect, knowing what we know now, was that a bad idea? I mean, given, in other words, we listened to the Democrats in the last session, and I don't remember any specific proposals you had, Marvin, but I'm talking about just in general, the Democratic push, and certainly Max Schneider, not spending enough, right? Ken Nonstad, the same thing. We'd be in a bigger hole right now. Do you admit that?
Well, it kind of comes back to how you want to talk about spending. We cut taxes about $400 million the last session. You know, we would actually not be sitting too badly right now if we had that $400 million coming in taxes, because we'd be looking at that not only have come in during this biennium, but we would be also looking at, without increasing taxes, it would be coming in into the next biennium. I mean, that would have made a significant difference. And that's part of the problem with the way the state is set up, is you have with this commodity-driven economy, is things go up, and then suddenly you cut your taxes because you don't need that money. And then the problem comes is the commodities go back down, and then you do need the money. And
there's where we have a philosophical difference, though, because I like the idea of saying put the tax relief back into the pockets of people who actually spend it and build things and hire people and everything else and help generate the economy, versus having it go to more spending that you decide
so
on.
So we shouldn't have fixed the road. That's what you're saying. That's where most of the money went, was fixing the roads. So you're saying we shouldn't have fixed the roads.
No, we fixed the roads. I'm saying we fixed the roads. What I'm arguing with is that's your assertion that the taxes shouldn't have been cut, because I actually would just assume the belt get tightened a little more right now, and that the tax relief remain. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think we're in a terrible, awful spot, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think you'll find more as we get the reports in July and such. I mean, we were short $35.4 million this last, the last month that we have full data for. And that was after the cuts made in January. That was after the change in the projection. You know, we're running a third less on this quarter on our sales tax, from the previous year. And we were projected to have 6% more. And as bad as the state budget is, these cities out west where they're looking at their oil taxes revenue getting cut massively, their sales tax revenue is cut significantly, their state aid is getting cut for the same reason. I mean, they're in just a huge quandary. And here we were not a year ago, probably in some cases, having trouble finding employees and paying bonuses for them signing on, and now a lot of those cities are going to have to lay off a whole bunch of those people, like law enforcement officials that are providing important services to the public. So we need to smooth this out. And I mean, we could, it seems like you want to go down to a little detail on a particular bill, and it's back to the overall thing. Is somehow we need to smooth out the income to the state. And the legacy fund is set up to help do that. Now, why, when we're in this situation, would we not use that when that is what it's specifically set up to help do?
Well, yeah, I mean, the vote's there, right? I mean, you can do it if you can get enough people to agree with you. The two-thirds of the legislature, you could do exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a tough sell?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, mostly because people say no. That's there for the absolute worst of the worst, and we're not there. Let's tighten our belt elsewhere. Probably would be the argument, right?
Well, and there will be belt tightening. I mean, I think there's little question the way things are going that higher ed is going to get cut significantly. We need to be smart in the cut. You know, it's like right now, January 1, it's set to cut the Medicaid expansion. Well, there we get $19 from the federal government for every dollar that we cut. So we save just a little bit on our budget, but we cut our health care providers significantly. And the only place they have to go to make that money up is the private pay. So is that a smart use? And I would somewhat argue that by the time the $20 total circulates, that most of that dollar that the state spends comes back to the state in the form of taxes. So that's not a smart cut.
Hang on one sec, if you would. Take a short break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, Hot Springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince and the team at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, the folks that have the ET Ag Center, which means 50,000 parts on site. So literally when that sprayer breaks down here in a couple of minutes and you go, Scott, you jinxed me, you're gonna get on over to the Mandan location or the Frontier location of High Plains Apache, and chances are they'll have the parts you need. You're back at it. So you can't go wrong. That ET Ag Center, they have it all. The ET Ag Center has the any make, any model, not just Apache. But spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and so much more. 1701 Eastside Court across the road from Bonanza and Mandan. Or exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Okay, we have a couple calls. Going to wrap up here for Marvin Nelson. We had calls related to the pro-life, pro-choice issues specific to Marvin that we're going to save for another day. I'll get to those, but I do want to get these callers the chance to ask the questions of Marvin, and then we're going to check in with Justin and Medora. So I've got a lot to do and a short time to do it, so let's get to it. Larry, your question for Marvin. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering. I drive semi for a living in that, and I've been in the oil patch. I've been on road works. I've been on wind farms and that. And I just wonder why our legislature don't specifically specify that a project funded by North Dakota or here in North Dakota requires so many North Dakota owner operators or company trucks, North Dakota-owned company trucks on a project. We see all these trucks come in from out of state, all over the country, and that money goes back to their states, and they spend it there in their states. And you know about rollover money and how much it generates. That's tax money that could be gained in North Dakota, but instead we let millions and millions and millions of tax dollars go out of state, and people in North Dakota, small owner operators, are looking for work.
And Marvin, any solution there for Larry?
Well, I don't know that there's a solution. We can't. Just like Minnesota wanted to treat our coal energy different, and the court threw that out, we can't treat out-of-state, you know, we can't treat out-of-state businesses significantly different. People have to compete on the bid, and they have to do things. One concern I do have is when we're doing things like private partners, public partnerships now, is that they tend to be the domain of only very large companies, and so I'm afraid as there's a push towards going towards those, we really are literally going out of state for a lot of our construction projects, and that's a concern of mine. But I don't know any real solution for what the man wants. We can't directly do that. It'll just get somebody will challenge it, and it'll just get thrown off in court. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Larry. Love your passion for the great state of North Dakota, though. Ed in Bismarck, last quick question for Marvin Nelson. Go ahead.
You asked a question to Mr. Nelson about the tax cuts, but you specifically asked him, what about the spending that the Democrats were doing? And he never did really truly answer that. And he beat around the bush and never, ever answered.
All right, let's give him another chance, Ed. Did the Democrats, in retrospect, knowing what we know now, err in suggesting the additional spending they suggested, Farmer?
You get in particular bills, and you know, I mean, if you want to go through the voting history on a lot of those big spending bills, it ends up being a problem. The way we do it is that it's a big Christmas tree. I probably have more no votes on those bills than most Republicans. I mean, there's problems in those bills, but it's a problem as a minority. You know, you can point out problems, but you know, and this needs more attention, that needs more attention, but it's extremely difficult to actually control spending or to come in and point to something and say that we shouldn't be spending this. It's just not the way it works. And it's one of the problems with the way the legislature does it is those really large spending bills come in and they probably just
you could say it in 20 seconds. In retrospect, yeah. It was too much spending. I'm with Ed on this one. I think we need to say that. Marvin, we're going to do more of these between now and November. Appreciate the time today. Thanks a bunch.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hannon. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise, sir. We had a fine Republican legislator send a note for Larry, too, that said because the question on state contractors and the licenses is that because it violates federal interstate commerce regulations, legislative council researched the issue years ago. So there you go, Larry. All right. I have a minute, and only a minute, but it's going to be the best minute of the show to tell you about one of the favorite places we have on the planet, and that's Medora, North Dakota. Justin Fisk is here. What the heck's going on in Medora this weekend, Justin?
Hey, thanks for saving the best for last. Yeah, it's a big, big weekend in Medora. Independence Day in Medora is always one of our favorites. We've got parades and flags, and it's one of those times of the year where you feel especially good to be an American. and you feel especially good to be pulling into Medora to celebrate this nation's Independence Weekend.
And you know what? There's probably some people out there that don't really have anything going yet, right? They just don't have a plan. And what's the number one most asked question in every workplace? What you doing for the fourth right now? So if you could, you want to answer that question in the best way ever, get to Medora. 1-800-MEDORA1 or Medora.com, the easiest way to just find something that works for you for the weekend?
Medora.com is the best way to see what's going on this weekend between parades and concerts and performances. And if you're looking to just get on the road, you can grab Medora.com on your smartphone or call us at 1-800-MEDORA1. We're ready to see you for Independence Day in Medora.
And by the way, they don't wait till the 4th for the parade in Medora. How about that, folks? Yeah, little Saturday parade action. Check that out. Justin, thanks a bunch. Look forward to chatting with you again. We're bully for Medora. You know that. Adore it. Explore it. Medora. Medora.com or 1-800-MEDORA1. Seriously, that'd be a great place to spend the 4th of July. We're headed for Tioga next. We'll be there at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza tomorrow. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. See you tomorrow.
Generous, generous Jerry's. Keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry's. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be decent. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Save on the biggest, best, and largest selection. Pick up your coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Locations in Williston, Dickinson, Tioga, Devil's Lake, Washington, Jamestown, Valley City, two in Fargo, and two in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you and you get a
free. Your fireworks will be blazing and you sure will be a decent. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.